Thanks for hitting play again on this episode. If you're loving what we're doing here on the Professional Photographer Podcast, you're just scratching the surface of what PPA has to offer. As a PPA member, you'll get access to benefits that support and protect your business, like equipment insurance, sales and marketing tools, discounts on industry essentials, and even a 24/7 affordable telemedicine program. What? Need help with contracts and copyright protection? We got you. And customizable resources and tools are waiting for you. And that's not all. Members also enjoy Professional Photographer Magazine, delivered monthly, packed with stunning visuals, inspiring stories, and practical tips to keep you growing. Explore all the perks of membership at PPA.com. That's PPA.com. I mean, it's only three letters. You can remember that, right? PPA.com. We want you to join our community. We are here to help you grow and thrive. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Pat Miller, and this is the Professional Photographer Podcast. Welcome into the Professional Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Pat Miller, live from Imaging USA 2025 in Dallas. Joining me today, we're doing a special episode of the show. We're talking about United Behind the Lens, and Sean Lee and Shola Richards are going to be live on set talking about it. Now, let's talk about the set for a second. This series of interviews is sponsored by Sony, and the gear is unbelievable. The Sony CinemaLine cameras are being used, and the app that they're using to control the whole thing, it's just bananas. It's called Monitor and Control. It's making everything super simple. So if you do live video production, definitely check it out. Now, United Behind the Lens, it's a beautiful program designed to bring the entire photographic community together. And we've got two champions of the program on the show today. Welcome in Sean Lee and Shola Richards. Gentlemen, great to see you. Welcome to the show.
Pretty good, man. Thank you.
Man, so good. So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Pumped.
It's a huge day. United Behind the Lens here at Imaging 2025 in Dallas. And checking the Mickey Mouse watch, we got about 30 minutes before you're on stage. Unbelievable. So, Sean, tell us about what's going to happen in just about 30 minutes.
I'm going to have to talk fast. UBTL, or United Behind the Lens, is a new initiative by the Professional Photographers of America. And it is about embracing inclusion and building community. And so we have come a long ways for about 10 years. And so now we have these new initiatives that will, I think, successfully embrace all cultures, all walks of life of people.
You mentioned it's new, but there's been a lot of investment to get to this point. Can you take us back to 10 years ago when all this started?
Oh, my God. It was just an idea. And a lot of, like, all of the events that we've done have had a Martin Luther King Jr. centered kind of approach to things. And I think Dr. King understood that you need everybody in order to get things to work well. It can't just be centered on one type of person, one culture of people. And so that has always been the stride. And so I think that now we are getting a momentum going that is amazing.
Now, Shola Richards, you've literally written the book on inclusion and civility and how it can impact organizations. When something like United Behind the Lens gets traction and really becomes a living, breathing part of something like PPA, tell us how that makes this better.
I mean, first of all, I guess there's such an honor to the work that you're doing. And then for me to be able to join in United Behind the Lens shortly in 30 minutes, I'm so pumped for that. So your question, Pat, you know, it's like, I feel like the way that we know that we're there and we're growing this is that when folks walk in and don't feel like, oh, this is for marginalized communities, or this is for people who are disabled or what have you. Yeah. This is for everyone to play a role in creating a better world, regardless of race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, et cetera. That's how we get to change the world. So when you're seeing people from all walks of life, I cannot wait to walk into this room shortly to see who's there and hopefully see this beautiful tapestry of America that we can all use, not just behind the lens, but really for the rest of the country as well.
Yes.
You mentioned melting pot was the phrase that you used when we had a chance to talk.
Yes.
Before we started to roll, that once it feels like that, the impact for PPA will be great.
Oh, man, it's amazing, right? It's a swatch of, I believe, what our nation looks like. And I think if you're going to thrive, I think in any environment or any situation, I think we got to press outside of our comfort zones or where we initially come from. And I think once you get to learn and get to know people and where they come from, those borders, those lines that divide us tend to become thinner and they tend to erase. Right. And that's some great stuff, man.
Co-signed.
What he said. Yeah. You've seen this a lot. Like I say, you've written about it and you go and you show people how this should be done. Are there themes or things that come up over and over when these types of initiatives are kicked off? Things that people, misconceptions maybe people have, or things that you have to address over and over?
Well, the theme that comes up consistently is that when you shrink the distance between people, as my mom would always say, it's hard to hate people from close up. You know what I mean? So the challenge is when you see folks that you're only viewing on cable news stations or sporting events or whatever media that you consume, it's easy to be like, those people, them, and almost get into a weird twisted place where you have joy when they're harmed, right? Mm. But when you get close to someone, that's why I love what's going on with United Behind the Lens. It's an opportunity for folks to get closer to each other and be like, oh, we have way more in common. We root for the same sports teams. We shop at the same grocery stores. Our kids go to the same schools. Yeah, the same values, and that's how we get to really bring this world together. But if we stay separated, it's so much harder. So the work that's being done by Sean and the team, I don't know, for me, it's transformative. And I think that we need more of that. I think PPA leading the way with this is, quite frankly, what the world needs right now more than ever.
Ah, that's awesome.
How does it look tonight at the program you're going to go perform here now, like 21 minutes? Mm-hmm. What is it going to happen in the room tonight? Give us like a preview, because obviously we're seeing this after the fact, but we want to pretend that we're there. So show us what's going to happen tonight.
A lot of love, I think. Everything of what Shola just said, right? Getting up close, getting personal, right? I think the two things that we have in common here at Imaging USA and at PPA is one is humanity and the other is photography, right? And the emphasis with us is on the humanity portion. And so I think we all got photography on lock. It doesn't matter where you come from, whether you're Asian, Latino, right, Black, whatever the case may be, the rules don't change in photography. We all have to use a camera. We all have to use the same rules. Well, if we come together in humanity and we understand that we suffer the same, right, and we are joyous the same and we celebrate the same and we can embrace those differences in people, then we can really get some stuff done. So what's going to happen when we get there is we'll have a melting pot of people, and we will do the exercises that bring people together as opposed to pull people apart. You know, the exercises that I believe that will show folk that they have more in common than they don't. Right. And those things help us to actually build a stronger community of people within the organization of the Professional Photographers of America. Because God forbid, you know, when you suffer loss or suffer death in a family, the last thing on your mind is photography. But you sure wish you had somebody that you could lock arms with, no matter where they come from, no matter what they look like. Right. We all bleed red. Right. And so that's what you can expect when we get up there. It'll be light. It'll be air. We're going to unveil something that's going to be amazing that we will all sign together as one unit of people.
You're also going to recognize some people as well. Can you talk about that?
Yes. We're going to do some awards. So we've been doing this for 10 years. And so there have been some people who have been on the front lines with us towing the line, because I'm going to tell you what hasn't been necessarily popular is bringing people together or getting people to leave their comfort zones. Right. Mm-hmm. But we don't do it because we're looking for something or looking for a paycheck. We do it because it's the right thing to do. And so those tend to be heavy lifts. And so when we have walked this path, there have been some people who have walked this path with us and have done the work, and it haven't been all easy days. We're going to recognize those folk and give away some legacy awards today. Yes. So I'm excited for that.
That's going to feel good.
It means a lot. Yeah, it feels good. There have been people who have opened doors for me and stood in gaps. They didn't even know it. But they have held strong places in the industry of photography. They haven't been thanked for it. And I just believe that those that have come before us, we need to let them know that we honor them. We thank them for the place that they stood in and the hits that they took to allow people like me to walk through those doors. Mm.
Shola, there's something unique going on here because we all don't work for the same company.
Yeah.
So when we get together at United Behind the Lens, something that I've observed is that sometimes photographers put the competition in front of the community aspect. Mm. So instead of going into a big company where you're going to help them all understand they're on the same team, everyone here is not on the same team.
Right.
And some people put that competition in front of the camaraderie or loving someone up close. So as you come into a room like this where it's not maybe what you're used to seeing, how does competition get in the way of us, you know, putting our arms down and getting to know one another?
It's so interesting because there's two ways that I tend to look at it. Competition is good if you're focusing on like competing against yourself, right? Mm. Competing against the person you were yesterday. I want to be a better person, better photographer than I was yesterday. That's who I'm competing against. Instead of looking at the people in the room across from me, like I got to be better than her. I got to be better than them.
Yeah.
Second thing is this idea around scarcity mindset. It's like, oh, if Sean gets his, then I'm not getting mine. So I got to make sure he doesn't get his. That's the worst, most reductive way to live life. We both can eat. There's plenty for us, right? So when I find that when I help people who are doing amazing work, that always seems to cyclically come back to me. Like I'm like, somehow, right? I help someone get something, they help me, we go on to help others, and it becomes this beautiful cascading effect versus zero sum. I get something, you don't. Or you get something, then I don't. And I think here at PPA, what I've been seeing are folks are really leaning into the whole camaraderie, collaboration aspect here from what I've seen. And it's beautiful to watch because every conference isn't like that, right? Both come from different companies. Like, oh, like I go to companies and conferences and Coke is in the room, Pepsi's in the room.
Yeah.
They don't work together, right? they're not like, hey, they're like, what's their marketing strategy? What are they doing? So it's nice to see that camaraderie here. So we can do their best work. And from what I've seen, as I said, more of it here than in any conference that I've ever had a chance to really go to.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the people watching aren't here. If someone wanted to live the spirit of this message of United Behind the Lens after the fact, as someone that helps people reach out and get to know people for real, any advice or guidance on someone who wants to make better relationships with people in their community or in their professional network, could they take action at home?
The easiest thing to do, well, let me rephrase that. The simplest thing we can do, because it's not always easy, is to really go outside of your bubble. Try to be a little bit uncomfortable, right? So talk to someone who maybe doesn't look like you, doesn't vote like you, doesn't pray like you do, and be in their space. A lot of people are not willing to do that. Most people, most Americans, their group, their social group is deeply homogenous, looks just like them, votes like them do, that they do, prays like they do, et cetera. Stepping outside of that comfort zone,
it's
good.
So hard for a lot of people. It's a simple idea, step outside, but it's not easy, right? Yeah. So if that's one thing to do, try that. Oh man. And it doesn't have to be like going from 0 to 100. Let's go to 0 to 1. Just try to go have a conversation, smile at someone who maybe you wouldn't normally talk to, and then realize how much you have in common. Game changer if you do that.
And what you were saying, Sean, when you do that, you feel it. You feel that you've opened a door or made an impact on someone that you didn't have a relationship with before. That builds some momentum and you want to do it more?
Absolutely. I think, you know, if we're going to be leaders and we're going to understand what's right, I think we have to push outside of the things that we are used to. I think doing this work, if I wasn't willing to push outside of where I was, then I would have stopped a long time ago because I'm comfortable amongst what I'm used to, right? But the reward is amazing. And having people approach you that don't look like you, don't come from where you come from, don't eat the same things, don't speak the same ways, but you find commonality is just unbelievable for a community. I think it, and it feels great to find out that, you know, when you talk to people, you can yell, and you know me, I will yell from across a hallway, right? To people who don't look like me, don't speak the same language, but we understand joy, right? The same. We understand coming together, shaking hands, right? And feeling sorry for people when they're going through something. Man, it's an amazing feeling. This is the reason we do this, and I'm glad to be here today to see it unfold.
Let's look forward. What's going to happen in the next year with United Behind the Lens? Because it's not just here today. It's going to keep on moving forward. So if someone's watching this
and they want to get involved, what can we look forward to with PPA?
So that I'm so glad that you said that. There are some things that I want to do, and we want to be skilled in how we move forward. So one of the things that I want to do is I want to form a council made up of different parts of PPA, right? All of the mixed parts of PPA that can actually inform Imaging USA and Professional Photographers of America of best practices, directions to go in. I want to be innovative in our thinking. I want it to be young. I want it to be old and everything else in between, right? I think would be really, really cool, which is what we want to do. Also, I have a conference in mind that I want to do, maybe an offshoot of here, call it Old School versus New School, right? And so it's a mentorship versus, it's a mentorship type of program that takes all of these old, seasoned, well-degreed photographers and pairs them with very new people in the industry and puts us together so that everybody benefits. In our society, we typically throw people away. Young folk throw old folk away. Old folk think that young folk have lost their minds and all of that stuff. But we need everybody in society. And if we can find a way so that everybody benefits, it makes our industry stronger and the next generation of creatives within our industry much stronger.
Speak on it. Well said. Well said.
There's a lot going on with United Behind the Lens, and we're going to put links to what they're up to on the notes of this video, or if you ever need to get connected, podcast@ppa.com. We can do that as well. Sean, Shola, congratulations on a big day today. Thank you for stopping by and for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, absolutely. It's amazing.
So fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Professional Photographer Podcast. This has been the deep dive on industry trends. It's been a lot of fun. I hope you've enjoyed it. Now, we're going to gauge whether or not you enjoyed it, because if you didn't enjoy it, don't click like and subscribe. But you did enjoy it, right? So you're going to click like and subscribe, right? And you're going to leave us a comment and tell us what you liked about our guest today. That helps us and the team kind of know if we're doing the right stuff or if we need to go get a job at Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. So please leave us a comment, like, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, if you're not a member of PPA, we need to have a real conversation, because if you're trying to build a photography business, PPA is for you. We're talking top-notch equipment insurance. We're also talking about education. This show and so much more is made possible by PPA. So if you like getting better at photography, PPA is there for you as well, not to mention the sense of community with photographers that are all trying to get better and build their business. At PPA, you belong here. Register now and sign up for the group, ppa.com. That's ppa.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Professional Photographer Podcast. I'm Pat Miller. We'll see you right here next time. Take care.